How many of you know they're all ministering spirits sent forth to minister unto God's people? You have angels that are working on your behalf. If you have seed in the ground, if you have faith released, angels are moving on your behalf. Hallelujah. I'm looking for some people that are ready for their fruit to be in the ear. Come on, somebody. Remember that Friday night? You're no longer a blade. Hallelujah. So God's word. He's doing everything in acceleration. Yeah. 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 Well, see, that's what happened when you got born again. When you got born again, it wasn't you received Jesus as your personal Savior and 6 months later it happened. It was instantaneous. Now, it might have took 6 months later before you realized exactly what happened, right? You just knew something was different, right? And you had to be taught, see? But God don't wait. And so if his word runs very swiftly, then how come the delay? How come the hindrance? How come it's taken so long? So on and so forth. Well, we could evaluate that in that, remember when I taught on Lord of all? Even though the child is Lord of all, he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. In other words, at that time of responsibility, when you can handle it. Mama Alberta, God spoke to her yesterday and said, are you ready for everything y'all claiming? Can you handle it? And she had to answer, no. No, not if everything was to manifest at once that we've sown for and believed for, we wouldn't be able to handle it. And she had to be real honest with God with that answer, because we're believing big. We're believing big. Come on. And God knows to whom much is given, much is required, see? And so God's not holding back. He'll not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. But what he can do is accelerate our spiritual growth. He increases, he gives seed to the sower, and increases the fruits of our righteousness, right? In other words, there's an accelerated maturity that happens inside of you when you are in a word church, and after you out of church, you in the word you have in church at your house. There's an acceleration that is happening inside you and I. And it's accelerating more and more and more as we get closer to particular timelines in our life, due seasons, if you will. Are you with me so far? Okay, so God's word runs swiftly. Now, I know I preached this before, going to keep preaching it till Jesus comes, but go to Romans chapter 9 again. Romans 9. Hallelujah. Remember fast forward? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hit that fast forward button, Jesus. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 9, verse 28. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Now, I want to camp out here for a little bit, all right? Because when the Lord showed this to me years ago, I began teaching it. And those of you that have been with me for a while, you've heard me teach this. But I believe it's really, really playing out, if you allow that terminology, right now. When it says he will finish the work, Those two words work there are logos. And why they're translated work is how the Lord's explained it to me, because everywhere else is translated word or saying or whatever, is the word that's being worked. Now, he will finish, let's keep it for what it is, it's logos. He will finish the word, and he will cut it short in righteousness. Cut it short in righteousness. This is what's so important about you and I knowing our new creation realities, right? Because mainline religion will tell you, yeah, he'll cut it short in righteousness, thinking righteousness is, you know, some kind of justice system of God, and that righteousness is living right. Are you following? But we know that what righteousness really is he that knew no sin became sin, that you and I could be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5:21, right? So you and I are as righteous as Jesus. Now that takes faith to believe that. Because you know how you've done this wrong and messed this up, got lazy here and got mad there and threw a fit there and disobeyed there and blah, blah, blah. But the blood has never lost its power. It's still circulating from heaven. Glory be to God. Let's just give a shout for that right there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he will cut it short in righteousness, because a short word will the Lord make upon the earth. Now, this is interesting, because when it says cut it short and short work, this is the Greek word soontemno, soontemno. Now, leave that up on the screen, media, for a minute. I want to stay here a little bit. To contract by cutting. Now, it's not contract, like you make a contract with somebody. It's to contract. In other words, to make small, right? To contract by cutting. For instance, you know, it's springtime and, you know, people are contracting their bushes out in their yard or whatever. They're taking and shaping them or whatever. Are you following what I'm saying? And they're cutting things back to prepare for growth and so on and so forth. Now, to contract by cutting, speedily cut short. Now, this word, suntemno, and I've pulled out all my books again on this word. And this verse is the only place that it's used twice. And it's used in this verse. No other place in the Bible that this word is used. Right? And so this is a master key scripture that we're looking at. So when God says he will finish his word, how many of you know he's the author and the finisher? Being confident of this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you, got you started, gave you that word, he will complete it, right? He will end it. And when God knows the time frame for everything on this planet that you and I live in, but yet he knows how he can just make things happen in an accelerated fashion, right? He can cut it short by using his word, because his word is not limited to 3D. That's why you are so dangerous to the kingdom of darkness, because there's no limits on you except the limits you put on yourself. Well, there are limits. You're limited to what God has said. You can't be believing you're going to have 50 wives and live on Pluto. Hello. Yeah, you're going to need Pluto with 50 wives, aren't you? You'd be begging to come back to Earth. Time they get done with you. So, now watch this. Look at the definition for contract. Contract. To become less in compass, duration, or length. To become less. In other words, how big, how long this situation that you're facing is, when God contracts it, it becomes less. It gets closer to you than it ever has been. I'm here to tell you this morning, your manifestation is closer to you than it ever has been, and it ain't moving slowly. I said it's not moving slowly. It's picking up speed if you'll get your faith and praise going on. When you start praising the Lord, things start moving in the realm of the Spirit. Come on now, versus sitting around twiddling your thumbs wondering how this thing's going to happen, and you just slowing everything down. Matter of fact, why don't we just accelerate something right now and just start praising God in here. Hallelujah. We are victorious. We are victorious. We are victorious by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory, glory, glory. See? So, the Thayer, Joseph Henry Thayer, if you're all students of the word, you look this guy up, the Thayer Lexicon. It's a good reference for the Greek. And he gives this definition: a short word, an expedited prophecy or decree. FedEx ain't got nothing on God. Listen to me. A short word. Now, this is syntemno. This is what is in verse 28 where he says he'll cut it short because a short work the Lord will do. In other words, God has the ability to expedite prophecy. He has the ability to expedite what you and I have decreed. Now, folks, don't miss this, because a lot of people spend their whole Christian life waiting on God, waiting on God, waiting on God, and never seeing anything. See? Are you following this? Understand. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, he'll strengthen your heart. I get that, right? But when you're waiting on the Lord, when you're waiting, it ought to be like you in the waiting room of the maternity ward, expecting any moment for the nurse to come out and say, hey, your wife just had that baby, or your daughter just had that baby, or your friend just had that baby, right? You in a waiting room, but while you're waiting, you're expecting any moment. See, are you following this? So God can expedite prophecy. Isn't it something how just in the natural, doctors can induce labor? They can make that baby come ahead of time. Hello? Right? Well, if man can expedite natural birth, then I believe God, who created man and created that baby in that womb, right, can expedite supernatural things when you and I are pregnant, ready to give birth. In other words, he can induce labor ahead of time, way ahead of the schedule. Oh, somebody stay with me. Hallelujah. Okay, so expedited prophecy. What has God prophesied to you and I? Not just from Pastor Philip, in his word. This sure word of prophecy. I prophesy according to my faith. Are you following? That you can put your faith on. Yeah, believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. I get that, right? Right? But what has God spoke to you about in this season of your life? A house, a healing, fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. If you and I become aware, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, that God has the ability, and not only the ability, the want to expedite prophecy and what we have decreed. And he says he will finish the word. He's going to finish the word. We're not going to be sitting around the marriage supper of the Lamb, and Jesus is up there, you know, and he's going about, you know, showing us how he fed the 5,000, and we back over at that long table, and we're saying, yeah, but I didn't get my stuff. He can say all he wants to. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Uh-uh. God knows how to make his word. His word moves swiftly anyways. We're the ones that slow it down with doubt and unbelief, with naturalism, with own effort, with toil, with thinking this is the only way God can do it. And when you think that's the only way he can do it, that's the way he ain't. Unless he said he was going to do it that way. See, when he told me to put water and electricity in that barn and in 21 days, and they're running the advertisement in the Jessamine Journal for the auction of our farm, and there was no water and electricity up there, and they and God, I'm sitting there, we're sitting in our living room, and the word of the Lord comes to me. I got two people, one from the bank, well, both of them from the bank, and they're sitting there saying, look, we're going to, you agree to this auction, you sign these papers right here, and God had showed us that the farm was going to auction off in that open vision that time, and so on and so forth. And while I'm sitting there, the Lord says, you tell them there'll be water and electricity up in that barn. Hallelujah. Mama Bird is right there sitting beside me. And I said, hey, when you're feeling, because they wanted the particulars to run the ad, the bank's paying for the ad and all that, you know, and they're going to run this big half-page ad in the Jessamine Journal. And the word of the Lord comes to me and says, you tell them there'll be water, there's water and electricity up in that barn. I said, Jesus, there ain't no water and electricity up in that barn. And me and Mama Alberta, we're behind on our electric bill as is. Hallelujah. And I said to him, I said, when you're putting that out, when you're writing all that in, put that there's water and electricity in the barn. They stopped and said, there's water and electricity up in the barn? I said, not at the moment. They said, you want us to advertise? Because if there's water and electricity, that's going to make the property worth more. I said, there'll be water and electricity up in that barn. And they said, do you realize if we put this in the newspaper and it comes auction time, that's false advertisement, you'd be sued? Inside, everything said, don't do this. But I knew the word of the Lord. I said, put it in there. And as soon as they left, phone rings. I answered the phone. Heathen buddy of mine, he's now saved. He said, Philip, He said, I just bought a backhoe. I ain't got no place to put it. Can we put it out there on your farm? I said, you can if you dig me a 400-foot ditch from the well all the way to the barn. He said, what you doing? I said, I'm putting water and electricity in the barn. I thought you auctioned that farm off. I'm putting water and electricity in that barn. He said, well, we need the practice anyways. And one thing after another. I mean, we're digging. He's out there digging this thing, and this guy drives by that knows him and says, what's Philip up to? He said, he's running water and electricity in the barn. He said, well, I got 300 foot of black water pipe that's just in my way. You reckon he'd want it? He said, yeah, he wants that. And he brought that over, dropped it off. Another guy driving by, a friend of ours, he said, what are you doing, Philip? I said, I'm running water and electricity to that barn. He said, how much water pipe you got there? I said, 300. He said, what do you got, 400? He said, so you need another 100. I said, yeah. He said, that's exactly what I got at the house. You want it? Yeah. So here comes 400 foot. Can I just go down memory lane here a moment? So here come 400 foot of water pipe. And Mama Alberta, we'd already had an estimate given to us of $300 to run from my main pole to the barn and set the box, electric box inside. And, of course, we're behind on our electric bill, and Mama Alberta, I was coming out of the barn. She was at the mailbox, and all of a sudden, she hollers at me, Philip, and she's holding something like this, and she's skipping. Yeah, I ain't going there, that doubter. And so she said, am I reading this right? And looked at the bill, and everything was paid. And then there's a $300 credit. So I called him up. I said, I'm reading this. And they said, yes, Mr. Derber, your electricity bill is paid, and you got $300 credit. I said, well, you got an estimate there for $300. Send that guy out. He'll be out there tomorrow. They come out and set that box and run from my pole out there to it, and now I need electricity in my barn for all the stalls. My heathen brother, he's all the time coming out there nosy, because he don't know what we doing. And he said, he sees the box up there, and he said, you got electricity out here? And I said, well, it's all the way to that box. He said, what are you wanting to do? I said, I want a light in every one of the stalls and right down the middle, and I want outlets. And he said, well, I'll do that for you. He was an electrician in the Air Force. I said, as the Lord leads. Right? So he's out there watching all this happen. And you got to know my brother, he does everything in excellence. Right? And so he's got everything. I mean, light switches every which way. I mean, he's got everything just perfect. And so now I got electricity in the barn, but I don't have water in the barn because the water's 400 feet away. And I got the black pipe run now. And, you know, put that coupling in to hook the black pipe together. And I need a pump on that end, I need a hydrant on this end, and I need electricity to go from this box in the barn all the way to the pump that I don't have and bring the water back all the way up. And time is going by. Hello? 21 days are passing by. All this is taking time. But God, where the word of a king is, there's power. And when he said, you tell them, now it ain't on me. It's on him. Right? And watching God's hand move, watching his supply system work in a supernatural way. I'm expecting that in your life. I'm expecting that in this ministry. I'm expecting the supernatural provision to show up radically like that. Almost, watch this, almost effortlessly. Because God needs you. Remember when he said, you go in there and get that coat, and if they ask you why you're loosing them, you tell them the Lord hath need. The Lord hath need of you to be debt free. The Lord hath need of you to be healed. The Lord hath need for you to be in that house. The Lord hath need for you to be in that whatever, 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 whatever. As a demonstration for his goodness. And so a buddy of mine came out there. He worked for the Kentucky Utilities Company and Electric Company. He come out there and said, Phil, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm running water and electricity to the barn. He said, well, you need underground wire. You got to have these three strands of wire going out there underground. And that's a special kind of wire. And you got 400 feet. You're going to need 1,200 feet of that. He said, my brother got 1,500 feet just sitting in his garage. He'll sell it to you. Sell? Hey, you talking money here. I ain't got no money, but I didn't say that. So I called him up. I said, hey, so-and-so. And by the way, all these people got saved. All these people got saved, right? And I asked him about that. I said, your brother was here and said you had this. Oh, yeah, I got it. He said, I don't need it. It's in my way. How much you give me for it? Now, folks, out of my mouth came this. I'll give you free guitar lessons. He said, well, I always wanted to play guitar. You got a deal. Hallelujah. So he brings that wire out there. My other buddy, his brother, runs it all the way out there. But I need a pump. And I need a hydrant running out of time. I go over to my dad's garage. He got all kinds of stuff. I don't know. I was looking for bolts or something. I'd always rummage. He had all kinds of hardware. I mean, he had more than a hardware store. And seriously. And I was rummaging through something. I look over in the corner. Is that a jet pump? Sure does look like it. I went inside and said, hey, Pop. Is that a jet pump out there? He said, yeah. I said, what you using it for? He said, I ain't. It's in my way. You want it? I said, yeah, I'll get it out of your way. So I take it. I got my jet pump. My brother-in-law, Cannon Plumbing, he comes by, and he said, well, what you doing, Philip? I said, I'm running water and electricity from out there to the barn. And he said, huh. He said, I just changed out a hydrant today. There wasn't nothing wrong with it. He said, I got it on my truck. You want it? Yeah, I'll take that thing. So he hooks it up. He hooks it up. Now listen. On the night before the auction, they are covering the ditch up with the backhoe. Right? My brother-in-law hooks that hydrant up inside the barn. Right? And we've already tested, do we have electricity to the pump? We got it. But we don't know if we're going to have water there yet. And it's almost midnight, day before the auction. We are all gathered around that hydrant. We got the electricity turned on. Here it is. Glory be to God. Nothing. Nothing. So I get praising the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You said water and electricity in this barn 21 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of a sudden you hear, and a drop. Hey! Hey, don't despise a drop. Because where that drop come from? There's a whole well, by the way, a miracle well, right? There's a whole lot more where that come from. I feel like God's getting you a drop this morning, and that drop is going to move from a drop to a drop to a drop to a drop to a steady stream into your life. And all of a sudden, that thing started gushing, and it came out, I mean, like a fire hose. And big, you know those big hydrants? So what did God say? You tell them. The next day before the auction, them guys are out there. They won't see that water and electricity. Went out there, flip, flip, turn the lights on. Shh. God that created this planet in 6 days has no problem expediting prophecy and decree. I'm trying to get you to understand his word runs very swiftly. Follow this. Should I stop? Okay, well, I just went down memory lane. Look at the good book. Anybody ever read the good book? I know the author of that. For he will finish the word and expedite prophecies in right standing, because the Lord will do an accelerated fulfillment of the word upon the earth. Let's all read that out loud. Ready? Read. Now, I wrote this down. Listen to this statement. They might have it. So much will be accomplished so fast in the 4D that it will by far surpass the amount of 3D time it would have taken to get it done if it were even possible to do so. I mean, even if it was possible to do so in the 3D. A lot of things aren't possible to happen in the 3D. But with God, all things are possible. Let me read that again. So much will be accomplished so fast in the fourth dimension that it will by far surpass the amount of three-dimensional time it would have taken to get it done if it were even possible to do so. Thank you for your enthusiasm over that. God wants us to know, like he said Friday, I got this. And how he does it, it's going to be in a accelerated fashion, even though it seems like it's taking what the world would say forever. It ain't taking forever. Forever. No. We're in this temporary zone, right? Why would God say, write the vision down, make it plain, so he that readeth it can run? Can run. Look at that. Just look up on the screen. Habakkuk 2:2. Because I didn't know I was going to share that testimony. And that ate up a lot of time. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables that he may run. that readeth it. That tells me a God-given vision is going to require speed. It's going to require a faster pace. Isn't that what he said over there in Hebrews in 12:1? Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us what? Run with patience the race that is set before us. He didn't say jog. He didn't say trot. You following this? 1 Corinthians 9:24. Look at this up on the screen, because I got to get to other places. Media's just running with the vision this morning. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain. So God is exhorting us that the vision that he's given to you for your personal life, for your family, for your business, on a corporate level, for this ministry, a world distribution center, and so on and so forth, that it's going to require a fast pace. And a fast pace means that God's going to be doing things fast. Hallelujah. Now, fast forward. Go with me to Luke 8. Or 18. Luke 18. Are you with me here? All right. We'll see. Luke 18. You know, it starts out, men ought always to pray and not to faint, verse 1. Remember that? And that widow went to that unjust judge, and he finally ruled in her behalf because of her continual coming. And verse 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find speed faith on the earth? See, if your faith is, well, sometimes he does. And sometimes, you know, he's got this mysterious way about him. But if you understand that he said when he would come back, would he find faith? That tells me that's that last generation. That's the people that are here that understand that the world is not getting on a ship and crossing the ocean anymore. That you can get on your podcast and literally go around the world. Come on, somebody. With the internet and everything that is available right now. Right? But the thing that Jesus will be looking for is faith. And he said he would avenge them speedily. So that tells me he's looking for people that will believe him for things to be expedited, prophecies to be expedited, decrees to be expedited, that things are going to happen in a real fast, swift way, and that their faith has gotten to that place. And your faith can't get to that place if it's not preached. See, we've been real good about speed faith when preaching to sinners to get born again. Now's the day of salvation. You come to this altar, God will meet you right now. Don't say you're not ready. Just come as you are, right? And fully believe, no matter what they've been involved in, that at that very moment, as you lead them in that prayer, that they are a new creation. So much so that you can look at them and they say, well, I didn't feel nothing. But you take them off to the side and you start telling them what happened to them. You give them a little book, first steps, right? Because you know that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be healed. Now, when we got over into the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because saints of old didn't see manifestation of somebody speaking in tongues the moment they laid hands on them, they adopted this tarry. And so now it's tarrying. Not here, but tarrying. Are you following what I'm saying? Putting off. See, what God wanted to do instantly. The Bible says the Holy Ghost fell on them and they all began to speak with tongues. Come on now. Hallelujah. God says he will avenge us speedily if he can find faith. If he can find faith. I know some of you have been waiting a long time. You've been standing a long time. Me and Mom Alberta have too. But when you cross over into where the game is about to close, you know, in basketball, if you're losing, it's a close game. There ain't but 3 or 4 minutes to play. Full court press. Coach called timeout and said, all right, here's what we're doing. I know you're tired, but you're going to have to dig in there. You're going to have to dig out. And don't let them bring the ball up the court any old way they want to. I mean, you harass them throwing it in. You stay with them all the way while they're coming up the court. Why? We got to put pressure on them because we're running out of time. When we went to the state in junior high, the Wilmore Cubs, hallelujah. Coach Joe Krause came out and said, all right, boys, put the basketballs up. What do you mean? We ain't doing nothing with that basketball for a couple weeks. This is conditioning. What's this? Well, we'll soon find out. Because he come up with this thing, we're going to full court press from the tip-off all the way through the game. From the tip-off. From the time the ball showed up in it, it caught. Now, see, back in those days, you didn't have, you know, people watching your game plan and all that like you do now, right? Somebody would have to literally drive to where you're playing and watch you. They couldn't just go online and watch your game plan, right? So we were catching these teams off guard because full court press, how to teach your team to break a full court press was just kind of on the side in case this happens. This is what you do, right? So that conditioning. I'm watching these big guys, man, they're throwing up, right? And we take a folding chair, the old blue folding chairs, and you'd collapse it and set it up on its side, right? And one guy would hold it, and you would have to get on one side, and you'd have to jump over that back and forth, until you couldn't make it. Now, see, we didn't have a wooden floor in Wilmore. We had a concrete tile floor. That was our basketball court, right? We didn't have no glass backboards, right? And so we get going. And at first, you know, 8 or 10 times, we good. And all of a sudden you hear slam, because those things would echo through there, right? He was conditioning us. And I'll tell you what, we went to the state because from the word get-go, we put pressure. We lost in the state, but we got there, right? That was an achievement for Wilmore. Nicholasville had always crushed us. We beat them twice in Wilmore and over in the Coolidge building back in the day in Nicholasville. Well, I'm down memory lane, ain't I? God's been conditioning us for full court press from the tip off. See, it's not a time to get weary. Let me move on here. Let me get over here to Matthew 21. That's why God's been conditioning you. He's getting you spiritually in shape to go the whole distance. Hallelujah. Spiritually fit, as Willie Ray would say, right? Matthew 21, are you there? Verse 17. And he left them and went out of the city and into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Hold your place here and go to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. This is the same account of Jesus cursing the fig tree. And in verse 20, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now, I want you to see something here. In Mark's account, it appears that Jesus saw this tree and he approaches it if happily he might find some fruit. And he gets there, there's no fruit, and he says, no man eat fruit from you hereafter, right? And they leave. And the next morning, they're walking by and Peter says, hey, master, the fig tree that you cursed is dried up from the roots. And that's when Jesus said, have faith in God. For whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Right? But that's not what Matthew says. Matthew says this. Back to Matthew. He says, verse 19, and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently, how many of you are present? See, Got a few absentees here this morning. How many of you are present? That word present means right now. Look it up. Matter of fact, put it up on the screen. Hello? Maybe I didn't put that in there. Yeah, I did. 39:16. There's that word. Instantly, immediately, presently, soon. It's the same word in verse 20 where it says the disciples saw it. They marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Now watch this. Here's what happened. Jesus walked up to that fig tree and said, no man eat fruit from now on hereafter. And immediately the leaves started withering. Right in front of them. The next day when they walked by, it was so withered that it was out of the ground and they could see that the roots were dried up. Oh, come on, somebody. I know I've preached it. You've heard other preachers preach it, that when Jesus said it, it went right straight to the root of the problem. It sure did. But what was in manifestation had to wither right there. They were watching that. It happened in front of their eyes. They watched arms grow out when the maimed were being healed. Are you following this? They saw all kinds of supernatural things, and they marveled, saying, wow, look how fast that happened. Now, certainly, just in Mark 11's account, that's fast. That you come by the next day, but when you put both of them together, that tree responded immediately. Immediately. What am I saying? I'm saying when you release words out of your mouth, come on now, something is moving on your behalf immediately. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. So, how many of you have ever seen a tree wither up and die? I have. Right? It didn't happen like that. Matter of fact, you might even try to save it. Put some miracle grow on it. Watered it. That thing, it didn't happen. Right? I'm trying to get you to understand that God's word moves swiftly. Very swiftly. Right now, while you and I are sitting in here, God's word is moving swiftly. Now, let's go to one more place because I just got hungry. And Petey's hungry. Acts chapter 3. Are you getting anything out of this? Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3. God is expediting prophecy and decree. He watches over his word to perform it. And there shall be a performance of those things which were spoken to you. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he would change his mind. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Come on, folks. Acts 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing, times of revival, shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until. Whom the heaven must receive. Can I say it this way? Whom Jesus must remain in heaven. He ain't coming back. Until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now, are we running out of time? Yes, Jesus is coming back soon. So, you and I have to run outside of time. You following this? Understanding that God is expediting prophecy and decree. We're going to see things happen so quickly, so fast, it's going to make you, you know, God said, I'm going to do a work in the midst of you so marvelous, it's going to be hard for you to even swallow it down and believe it. Think about it. Think about it. Look what he's done in the past that just kind of like, whoo. Yeah, he did that. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, just with water and electricity in the barn, he did that. Praise the Lord. What did he do that for? What did he do that for? Was there somebody that was going to buy that farm that wanted water and electricity in the barn? I mean, if you go there now, it's all plowed under. Our seed. Hallelujah. Right? Why did God have it? Exactly. He's just demonstrating. He's just showing this young couple, Alberta and Philip, how he can take something without money and make something happen in an expedited fashion if we would just say it, believe it, and act like it's so. Hallelujah! And he declares the end from the beginning. See, here's the thing. You all weren't there. But Adam and Jenny was. They watched it. So it's not like I don't have proof of it. They were there. They witnessed it. Hey! So it's not just me and Mom saying this, and but we don't really know if it really happened. No, it happened. It happened. Hallelujah! Yeah. Well, here, this is the thing. God, the times of restitution of just pastors' things. No. Of all things which God has spoken, not just by the mouth of the last day prophets, but all his holy prophets since the world began. All you have to do is just look at a few of them. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former. There's coming a time when you're not going to be able to reap it fast enough. The reaper going to overtake the sower, overtake the reaper. Come on, somebody. These are prophecies that have not been yet fulfilled in the last days. Now, listen. Peter right here is taking things that were relevant, that were natural in the 3D, and applying it to the last days church in the 4D. In other words, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former. You can go back in history. Oh, yeah, the second house they built was greater than it. That's just natural 3D. But we know that he's coming back for a glorious church. Come on, somebody. So how is the restitution of all things? This has to happen before Jesus returns. That's why I try to get you to settle down with Israel being attacked and so on and so forth. Yeah, I get it. We stand in the gap. We pray. We intercede. But it don't end this way. It don't end this way with Israel getting blowed up and got some antichrist in the White House. We don't end this way. No, no, no. It's the church's finest hour. God is looking for speedy faith. He's looking for somebody that understands, wait a minute, I'm up against the Red Sea, and I know we don't have time to build a bridge, but God's got a way through this thing that I know not of. Hallelujah. I hear the sound. See Elijah. James, Pastor James of the New Jerusalem, well, not New Jerusalem, but the Jerusalem church, said Elijah was a man like passions like we are. In other words, he had feelings, he had emotions. But yet, he spoke that it would not rain. And it did not rain for 3.5 years. 3.5 years. Type of tribulation. And then he spoke again, and it rained. Same prophet. God took that prophet, watch this now, in between the drought and in between the outpouring, he called down fire. Now you better catch this. You better catch this. Because we're right at this calling down fire with all these false prophets. And just as soon as that's done, here comes the abundance of rain. That doesn't mean you have to wait for the fire to fall before you experience rain in your personal life. But I'm trying to tell you, as the body of Christ as a whole, we walk through the drought. We walk through that barren place. We walk where there was nothing manifesting. Come on now. Because prophetically, we had to shut the world down. I remember when God told me, you get in that meeting and you prophesy famine. Man, them attend that service down in Lexington. Lord said, do it now. I said, Lord, I really don't want to do this. Just do it. Don't make no difference and nobody gonna understand it. And I told people, I said, you might not understand this. Famine! How many of you is in that service? Next day, Dow Jones dropped 777 points. 777. Biggest jump at that time that it had ever seen. Economy went crazy. Little old small town, country boy from Wilmore? See? Drought. But then after that, fire. And after that, rain. Abundance. Listen to me. God is bringing the fire of God back to the church, to the altar, to the altar. You're going to see people come in here that I ain't going to be able to get done preaching. They're going to be running to the altar. They're going to want to be getting saved out in a parking lot before church even starts. Come on, somebody. Fire. The restitution, times of restitution of all things, which God had already spoken. He's already told us. This is what's going to happen. Not get ready, you're about to be snatched out of here. No, the greatest takeover, this greatest overcoming people by faith, we're going to be rocking the place. Instead of rapture, like, we're out of here. Praise the Lord. We're going to be like, wait, hold on. Let's have one more meeting, Lord. Let's have one more miracle service. Can you hold off here a little bit?
Well, my Bible says that the Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Yeah. He ain't talking about, you can translate that as rapture, or you can translate that as the Spirit and the Bride says, come on, God. Get in these meetings. Come on, God. Expedite prophecy. Come on, God. Expedite decree. Come on, God. Bring that harvest in. Come on, God. Show your mighty hand. Somebody shout. Hallelujah. God ain't done with you. He's just getting started real good. Fast forward. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution. Pastor Eric and I, we did a radio session together, and he brought out a good point about Matthew 24. When the disciples said, hey, when's the end going to come? And Jesus lists all these different things of how the situations are going to be, you know, and so on and so forth. And Pastor Eric said, but he didn't stop there. He went into chapter 25 talking about the 10 virgins. And I hadn't thought about that, how Jesus said, get ready. Keep their oil in your lamp, right? This is what y'all be looking at. What's the condition of the church? Are they filled up with oil? Are they got the fire of God moving in their life? We ought not be looking at the world to see what time it is. The world ought to be looking at us to see what time it is. Hey, you are the timepiece of God. Hey, hey. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you it will not return void, but it will accomplish that thing whereunto it's been sent. And I thank you, Lord God, you are doing things in an expedited fashion. You're doing them in acceleration. Suddenlies, immediatelies are happening in these, your people's lives. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're faithful to watch over your word to perform it. We thank you, Lord God, that your covenant you will not break nor alter the thing that's gone out of your lips. And I speak over these, your precious people. I speak, Lord God, manifestation, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. I bless them. I decree over them, Lord God, that what they've sown for, what they've stood for, what they're believing you for, happens in an expedited fashion now in Jesus' name. This is the day, and I thank you, this is the hour that you are showing your mighty hand. You're flexing your muscle in their lives. I thank you for divine favor, and I thank you, Lord, for divine connections in their lives. Lord God, in every hindrance, every blockage that has been trying to stop them will be blown out of the way by the angelic force. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, that you're working on their behalf where it seems like nothing's happening. You are working in the unseen realm by your Spirit. And I thank you, Lord God, that their harvest is great. Their harvest is a multiplied blessing, Lord God, that they are millionaires in Jesus' name. They are property owners in Jesus' name. Lord God, that they're walking in your miracle power, healing power, doing the greater works in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for fire to hit their life in the name of Jesus. Fresh fire to come upon them this morning in the name of Jesus. Makabasata. You want fresh fire? Come here. It just came out. Come here. Come here. Makaya basata rabakaya. Fresh fire.